This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Let's go quick to David Toscano in Richmond. And David, you're literally standing in the hallway just outside a meeting, is that right?
Yeah, we're in courts of justice, and we just had a 10-10 vote, so I may be called in for to break a tie. So it's kind of an exciting time down here right now.
Yeah.
On some of these bills.
I guess so. So what's the very latest? What's going on?
Well, I think the biggest issue still remains the budget, and for those people in Charlottesville, Albemarle, it's a huge issue. The House Republican budget that was passed included a cut in school funding for the city of Charlottesville of about 35%. That's 35%. It's huge. In the county, it was less because of the so-called Rob Bell Amendment. It was 15%. What's interesting, though, that the Senate budget had lesser cuts for both the city and the county, even with the Delegate Bell Amendment. So I've been supporting the Senate budget, and they're all in conference now to figure out which budget's going to go and in what proportions these cuts are going to be made.
What's the status on, so Rob Bell's bill was passed and it's being included as part of the budget, is that?
Rob Bell's amendment, which would take $5.86 million from the city schools and send it right to the county schools, was included in the House Republican budget. It's not included in the Senate budget, so both budgets go to a conference committee, and there the differences are ironed out. And that conference committee will decide whether that amendment remains in the budget for this next biennium.
We're talking with David Toscano. And, of course, this will all happen before the city-county gets together in April at the local summit. Are you going to be there? That's a public meeting, right, isn't it?
Well, I've convened the meeting, so I better be there. And it's always been my view that we have a special community, and we can work out our differences together, and we really ought not to have the General Assembly intervening in what is essentially a local issue. Hopefully that view will prevail, and we will be back together April 24th with the city and the county, and I've got some ideas we can put on the table for resolving this issue and moving forward as a community together.
We're talking with David Toscano. David, in the last segment before we broke for news, we were talking and with some callers about Ken Cuccinelli's letter to public schools and colleges around the country saying that they could not include gays and lesbians on a list of those categories that won't be discriminated against, along with gender, race, and religion. And so what are your thoughts about this issue, number one? And number two, what does UVA do? How do they react to Cuccinelli's letter?
Well, the letter is simply advisory, so I would encourage the University of Virginia to seek a second opinion. You know, elections have consequences, and no one should be surprised that Attorney General Cuccinelli would take this position. He's been pretty clear right down the line that he has embraced a socially conservative agenda, and he's going to use the Commonwealth's resources to push that agenda, whether it's trying to sue the federal government on whether we really have climate change in this world, or whether it's going to be related to discriminating against people based on sexual preference. You know, we had a bill in here that would have prohibited discrimination in public employment based on sexual preference. And I think most people, when they interview for a job, and most employers, when they hire for a job, they're looking for somebody who can do the job rather than focused on somebody's sexual preference or what they do in other parts of their lives. And so I think the Attorney General ought to back off from this opinion. Let the public universities do what they need to do to keep good people employed who deliver services important for our Commonwealth.
We're talking with David Toscano, represents Charlottesville in the urban parts of Albemarle County in the Virginia House of Delegates, former mayor of the city of Charlottesville. So, David, what else are you working on before we let you go?
At the same time, I've got another bill up on energy before the Senate, Commerce and Labor, so I'm really bouncing around here this afternoon. But we're getting close to the end. Hopefully we're going to have a budget, even though it's not going to be a budget that I feel really good about, because all this budget is about is really cuts, and pretty big cuts to localities and public education. I don't like that for 1 minute. I hope there will be some fees in the budget that will ameliorate some of these cuts, but it remains to be seen. We're supposed to wrap up here Saturday, and hopefully we'll have a budget by that time.
David, let me ask you this before I let you go. Has Richmond, as the state government, essentially handed the keys over to local governments when it comes to supporting these essential services, transportation and education? We've seen funding for transportation and education, you know, the bad with economy notwithstanding here, just plummet over recent years. And so local governments are having to figure out where to get the money to fund these local essential services that, you know, when you think of government, you think of the schools and the roads. And yet we consistently see less and less money coming out of Richmond for these for schools and roads.
Right. The state is ducking its responsibility to fund these critical services. And make no mistake about it, people pay. I mean, they either pay by pressure on the real estate property tax rate, or they pay with having more students in a classroom for every teacher, or they pay when they drive down the road and they hit a pothole that's not been repaired and they have $1,000 damage to their car, or they pay because their tuition is increasing. So the question comes, would we rather pay together in a generalized increase in some kind of revenue, or whether we want to pay separately in our individual families and our individual lives? For me, I'd rather have the general pay rather than the specific.
David Toscano of Charlottesville. David, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Danny.
Absolutely. David Toscano, live from Richmond with an update from the Virginia General Assembly.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.